Canto 4. Between two tempting dishes, each way set apart and parallel in their appeal, a man could, before either of them met his lips, perish from hunger, his next meal untouched. A lamb between two wolves might stand in equal fear of both and what they crave. A hound between doves, on the other hand, more like the man, could die, however brave, torn by irresolution. Thus, if I kept silent, by two equal doubts compelled, I neither blame nor praise myself thereby. It was necessity. My tongue was held, but my desire was painted on my face. My question, too, and far more warmly than in plain words. Beatrice took Daniel's place when he guessed the bad dream and shrunk the span of Nebuchadnezzar's wrath, which made that king cruelly unjust, and she said, "I see well how one desire leads to another thing, drawing you on so that without a spell for breath, your keenness binds itself and you. You reason thus, if my right will prevails, how is it something someone else might do by violence can impede it so it fails even a little, the preferment due to me by merit? And you are perplexed that souls seem to return, as Plato thought, into the stars. These questions, mixed and vexed, press on your will. First I shall treat the thought containing the most poison, which is that stemming from Plato, who wants different skies for each grade of beatitude, and at the threshold must be those who might not rise to be exalted. Let that thought be gone. Not even the first seraph at God's side, not Moses, Samuel, or whichever John you choose, and no, not even heaven's pride, Mary herself, are in a different seat than this first circle where these souls appear. All heaven is this place. For all you'll meet, eternity is the same length, to the year. They all make heaven fair, and life is sweet for each. But since the far is always near, the difference of their bliss is measured by only their distance from the breath divine and everlasting in a single sky. These ones have shown themselves, not by design of sphere allotted to them, but to prove that they are the least exalted, last in line to go up nearer. Seeming still, they move. Here I must speak directly to your sense. For only how you see and feel can seize that which your intellect finds too immense at first encounter. It's by such degrees of teaching that the scriptures condescend to your capacity. Thus the supreme being is given hands and feet. The end is allegory. And a hidden theme is also served when Holy Church brings news of Michael decked out with a human face, and Gabriel and Raphael. The views put by Timaeus pinning down the place of souls are not reflected here, for what he says he seems to think true, that the soul returns to its own star, from which it got, when nature formed it as a separate whole, released. Perhaps, however, that was not the true import of what his words express, and there's a meaning we might not despise. His arrow flies with some truth, more or less, if he means that their influence, in guise of honor or of blame, rejoins these wheels. This principle, ill understood, misled almost the whole world, which in part still feels falsely. The names of stars meant what they said in the first instance. Mars and Mercury and Jupiter as gods to be revered. The other doubt that shakes your reverie is not so poisonous. You won't be steered away from me and into heresy by mischief of that kind. Our justice may appear unjust to mortals. That just proves how faith, not wicked doubt, has final say in the more mystifying ways God moves. But since your understanding is well fit to penetrate that truth, I shall content your need to know about the violence. It may well be that there's no thought of consent by the victim to the violator. Yet these souls were not excused on that account. For will, if it wills not, is still not set aside completely, but like fire will mount straight up again along a thousand times blown reeling sideways, and it therefore bends as much or little in the face of crimes as it condones them. So it all depends on what these did next. and they might have fled back to the holy places if their will had been unbroken. Stretched on his hot bed, Lawrence remained determined to fulfill his destiny, and unmoved the right hand of Mucius stayed in the fire. The same determination, you must understand, would surely have brought these back whence they came as soon as they were free. The path they'd been abducted from was there still. Still such force of will is rare. But if the things I mean form part, from now on, of your mind's resource, then your false reasoning is cancelled out to trouble you no more, as it well might have done. But now, to turn your course about, if you were by yourself, another tight and hard, exhausting place lies close ahead. It's near enough to be plain to your sight. It's set now in your mind what I have said. There can be no lies from a soul in bliss, for it is near to primal truth always. Picarde might have seemed to counter this when she said Constance, with her constant gaze forever on the veil, did not return to where she might have worn it once again. But, brother, many times, as you should learn, it happens that, against the will of men, escape from danger means that something's done which shouldn't be. So Alcmaeon achieved revenge on her, although he was her son, who killed his father. He was twice bereaved, but pitiless and piety at last. Learn this, then, at this point. There is a blend of force and will where no offense is passed beyond excuse, though means lead to good end. The absolute will knows no yielding law, but when conditional, will may give ground because it fears, if it resists, that more trouble will come. Picarda, then, was sound. She meant strict will by what she said before, and I the other kind. Thus you have found the truth two ways. Such was the rippling flow, setting one wish and then the next at rest, of the holy stream that holds all we can know of truth, and from the fountain forth is blessed. Beloved of the first love, you that so divinely speak, I said, you flood my soul to make it always warm and more alive. Not all of my affection, not the whole of what I say, no matter how I strive, will serve to match your grace to me with mine. May he do that who sees and can do all. I see well how, unless the truth divine enlightens it, our intellect must fall short of the truth unsatisfied. That line, once crossed beyond which human truth can range to holy truth, the beast is in its lair. Home gained, it rests, impervious to change, and all of our desires were empty air without this. It means doubt is like a shoot springing from truth. It is a natural urge. The questioning has nature at the root. We're pushed from height to height till we emerge up at the summit. It's all nature's plan. And so I am invited and made bold to ask you of another truth less than clear to me, lady. Let me now be told, if ever it can happen that a man may make it up to you by doing good for vows he has not kept. She looked at me, with eyes so full of love my powers could do nothing to withstand the clarity that sparkled there within. My vision shook. I almost fainted, stunned by that one look.